League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Alicia, what's going on, girl?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm good. Doing my thing. What are you guys up to?
Yeah, we actually did a lot in the past week. We went on some dates. We went to the beach. He bought me 2 new purses. It was an awesome week.
Oh, I didn't know all this was going on.
The champion, right?
Yeah, look at you. Yeah.
Finding the extra energy in the moments everywhere to make it special before the end of summer.
We actually went to 2 restaurants we've never been to, so that's been my thing lately. If we're going to eat out, like, let's try something new. Let's not go to the same place we go to every week.
I'm there for that. Did you like them?
Yes, we loved it. We finally went to this little Chinese place downtown 2 miles from our house for 10 years, and we've been saying we were going to go to it. We finally went. It was fantastic.
Good.
The other place was great. Location was great. My food was terrible. His was good. So
I actually got to eat seafood. I think we guilted her into that. She doesn't eat it, so she won't cook it. So I got to eat swordfish, and I had calamari. It was actually really delicious.
I don't cook seafood at home either. I like to eat seafood, but yeah. I don't cook it. So.
But you see how one hand washes the other, how it works, because she took me on a couple of those things, and then what? She got some purses.
Because you let him go out for seafood, he bought you 2 bags.
That's right.
Great.
Yep. Because I got to eat whatever I wanted, right?
Mm-hmm. My burger was, like, so burnt. Like, I mean, you couldn't even taste that it was a burger, but I will eat those burgers every time he wants to buy me new purses or anything. So
Raven, what was up with all the expensive buying and things?
Well, we've survived a lot so far in 2020, right? And there's more to go. Just trying to get the right mental frame of mind before we head into the fall. Who knows? Could be better. Could be the end of the universe. I don't know. And I'm just preparing for both.
That is exciting stuff.
My new purses that I may not be able to use because we won't be allowed to go anywhere. Walk around the house with them.
Right. If the asteroid hits, I won't even have to pay the bill.
That's true, too.
So
and it all canceled out the fact that he hit me in the eyeball with a tennis ball, almost blinded me, and also caused me to gouge my knee open on the dog crate because I couldn't see. So, he saved himself from that big F.
Nonsense. First off, who keeps their eyeball on the floor, Anna Zapp, where the tennis ball is being chucked, okay? And then, when you get hit in the eyeball, flail around like a cartoon character and then cut your knee open there. I mean, what more was I supposed to do? I was playing with the dog.
I still don't understand what happened.
We play this game. We have to throw the ball back and forth on the floor. You really, like, slide it on the floor, right? And I don't know, for whatever reason, she was rolling around on the floor and, like, her eyeball.
Oh, with the dog.
Yeah.
I was like, this is just a weird game you guys play in your living room.
Eyeball ended up, like, on the ground, so I'm sliding the tennis ball back, and it caught her right in the eye, and then she's flailing all over the place. It was like Kill Bill, where they're in the trailer.
I felt my eyeball hit the back of my skull, and I was literally crying.
Yeah,
my
survived.
Eye was wide open. It's not like you hit me in a closed eye. My eye was wide open, so I felt the rough tennis ball, like, on my eyeball.
It was like a cartoon character got their foot ran over by a fire truck. It was absolutely crazy. I thought she was joking. I have to be honest with you.
I just like to envision.
He did nothing. He sat there.
What was I supposed to do? I'm not an eyeball doctor.
I was on the phone with one of our friends, and I threw the phone across the floor.
Right.
And he picked up the phone. He's like, I got to let you go, dude. He's like, I just hit my wife in the eye with a tennis ball.
Right.
Okay, bye.
And the friend was like,
sat there for a minute.
All right, cool. Have a good night.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you say to that? You're
right.
Like, all right. All right. So besides the fact that he tried to maim you in some kind of weird catch game you guys are playing in your family room.
It's really not weird.
Yeah. What kind of grade would you like to give him for the week?
He's going to get an A, Anna. I mean, he would have failed if it had just been the tennis ball, but he did well. So he's going to get an A.
I mean, I didn't even have to jump up and carry you in the other room and throw your eyeball under the sink or anything like that. I didn't have to mourn.
I mean,
got an A.
You didn't jump up at all. Like, you just sat there.
I mean, you were doing enough jumping for both of us. It was like,
that's nice. Sweet.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.